Hey guys, it's Aspen,
Zoe,
and Megan. Welcome to Really Going Through It,
a podcast where we sit down each week to recap what the hell is going on in our lives.
We're all really going through it, so we might as well go through it together.
Alrighty.
Anyways.
Okie dokie.
Welcome back.
There's a fun extra
It's been a minute. We're back.
Though. And we have a guest, wow. And we don't usually do reports with guests, but
it's been requested.
I'm a listener.
I feel honored.
She wanted in on the report. Honestly, I feel like we probably have a decent bit to report because it's been a minute.
Yeah, hopefully.
And who knows?
Megan's probably not reading anything.
I'm just kidding.
No, I am.
Oh, I have a lot to report on in the reading area.
Well, yes, we do.
Okay. Let's start with highlights and lowlights. Let's start with lowlights for the week.
Okay, I got mine. It took me an hour to get here, and I was late. So very fucking
shocker.
On brand.
I do that drive every day, basically.
No, that was fucking brutal. I was so crying the whole time.
No.
Now do you know why I do silence on the way home? Because yes. I just need to not think about murder the entire time.
My lowlight, I have two lowlights.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
One, I got sun poisoning, and I'm gonna have scars from it, which isn't
Can
anything
you just get
new.
Like, medicated?
No, it's like how your body processes the UV light. My grandma was allergic to the sun. I'm allergic to the sun. Always been allergic to the sun. But
you get tan though.
The UV was at 12.
No, not really tan.
The UV was at 12 the entire time. 12. I've only seen that in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was number one, but it's unavoidable, whatever.
Yep.
Number two, Joey and I landed and customs was an absolute bitch, and I used to have global entry, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna reapply right now because I had changed my name and lost it, whatever. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get it right now. We both apply for it in line, go to bed, wake up the next morning, we both filled out a scam form.
Oh no.
So what did you
put
your information in?
Driver's license,
no.
Name,
oh, no, no,
email,
no, no, no. So
paid
what did they
$250
do?
A piece.
No, yep. No. So do you get your money back?
Well, I'm working on it.
That's a white flag.
Okay, but seriously, the scamming has gotten really good these days.
It's the first link, and it's the only thing that's different about it is it's .com instead of .gov.
Gross, are you fucking
kidding?
Fuck,
why is this not taken down yet?
Sound the alarms.
So I found on Reddit all these people that were like, yep, same happened to me. And it sounds like nothing really bad happened to them. Well, I do when I'm looking for information. And a lot, everyone was like, you'll be fine. Like, it's basically a service that actually does submit it. They just charge double what it actually costs.
Gross.
So
Jen Shaw up in
I don't
here.
Think I mean they could sell our information, whatever, but we'll do all of
Jesus,
the steps.
Whatever.
This is a
really big law. Yeah.
We'll do all the preventative things, but at the end of the day.
Well, keep us updated. Happened.
I'm trying to just get our $500 back.
Peace and
hope our identities don't get stolen.
Yeah.
No,
well,
that. Yeah.
But they really get you when the line's an hour long and they're like.
You're so vulnerable.
And
you're
so
like,
tired.
So tired. Sun poisoned.
Sun poisoned. Fuck the scammers.
Everything's just been a lot. That's my low light. Holy fuck.
Here we go.
It's just a lot.
Okay.
Can you name one
She
thing?
Is smiling no. from ear to ear, holding back for people that are not viewing.
She's like, if someone asked me today what my capacity was, and I started getting tears in my eyes, and I was like, it doesn't matter.
What's your capacity? You were like, what's that?
I'm like, irrelevant.
Been you know what? Since I when does that matter? About
yeah. What's yours, bitch?
Oh my God, that's
doesn't
funny.
Doesn't matter.
Just no one cares about mine anyway, so yeah. Fuck. What else can I do?
What you need from me does not change, so what the fuck is happening?
Don't even fucking ask. That's a rude question right there.
It's so good.
Honestly,
let's hear it.
I'm spoiled. My low light was literally coming into Rev late yesterday. Like, I
that
feel
was
like
so funny.
My life. Oh my God, I walked in. Espen is absolutely like in boot camp. Like, I was like, these people are going fucking hard on the warm up. Like, I was like, thank God I wasn't early. People are sprinting during the warm-up. And yeah. I look at Aspen, and I'm like, does class start 10:15? She was like, no, 10. And yeah. I literally was like, oh, okay.
Perfect.
But like, you know when you fuck something up like that and your whole day is like,
yeah.
Poop. Like, it's
yeah.
poop.
Well, you're just behind. But you're not behind, but you feel behind.
Well, I got to skip one treadmill segment, which I was yeah. not that upset
you're like,
about.
Oh, fine,
you
starting
on tread?
Well, I switched.
Yeah.
Because I would miss two or farmer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like,
hell
no.
No.
Got it.
Hell no.
Got it.
Anyway.
Wow.
I
must be nice.
But I didn't
scammed.
Prepare for that. I only prepared for what I'm obsessing over, so that's the only good answer I have.
Got it. Okay. Well, what are our highlights then? I was in Mexico for a week.
Yeah.
Even if I was getting
Did
poisoned.
You get to recharge?
Yes.
There's some positivity.
I was horizontal for a week.
No, I watch your vlog.
Genuinely.
Literally.
Except for my so walks.
I love that.
Amazing.
The view from your parents' condo.
No. Can't beat it.
No. The sounds cannot. In your vlog. I just watched it. Mm-hmm. Like on the way here.
Yep.
While driving safely.
I was just going to say. Interesting.
The waves when you were talking, I literally was like.
No, truly. I was like, the waves were also massive.
I was like, Aspen, shut up. I want to hear the waves.
Stop fucking yapping. I'm trying to be tranquil while I'm driving. No, yeah, it was fabulous. Highly recommend.
My highlight is I met my niece.
Yes. Oh my god.
And she's a little.
She looks like a doll.
She's an actual
like
doll.
Like an actual doll.
That is a life highlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she your first one?
Yes.
She's actually
her other sister's pregnant as well.
Baby. What'd you say?
Her other sister is also pregnant though.
No. Like mm-hmm. aunt, there's nothing like aunt life. There's mm-hmm. nothing like it.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yep.
Speaking of aunt life, we were home last weekend for my grandpa's 90th birthday. He cried when we got 90. There. He was so excited.
Go, grandpa.
I was like, hi, grandpa. He's like, it's been here. I'm like, fucking Christ. Yes.
Right behind me, grandpa. He's back there asking about my capacity.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But we got back to my parents, whatever, one of the nights. And my godson calls me and goes, hi, do you think I could have a slumber party with you tonight?
Cute.
And I was like, yes, we can.
Yes.
He's like, but can we watch Spidey? I'm like, fucking yes, we can.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'll be not watching it, but yes.
I launched that media club, which is huge.
Yep.
And then I also decided to sign myself up for Major Failure and launch sweatshirts this week.
Ooh.
And it's just one of those things where you anticipate for so long.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is 8 weeks, 9 weeks of anticipating it. So that will be my highlight.
Yeah.
But I'm mm-hmm. like in the thick of it at the moment. So,
yeah. Well,
but
Friday
I will be boozing and cruising, ladies.
I will be celebrating.
Celebrating.
Live, laugh, love.
Love it.
Celebrating with a big fat nap.
Love big that. Ol' 10 hours of sleep.
Yes.
All right, let's do rapid fire report.
Okay. This is fun.
What are we reading?
Jack shit.
Nothing. Okay.
Okay.
I'm reading Pretty Girls. I have 75 pages left, and it is fucked up.
It's only taken.
I'm not okay.
It's only taken her.
It's like a 600 page book.
She could have had a child in the amount of time it's taken her to read it. But hey, you know what?
But I will finish it.
She will. I finished
seven
the books that I was reading when we talked last, which I believe was Tell Me or All the. First Lie Wins. First
sure.
Lie Wins. Finish that. Average. Next book I read was Regretting You. Mm. Colleen Hoover. Old book.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Beach read. Flew through it.
Rapid fire.
Well,
nothing rapid about it.
Current book that I just started last night that I'm already 75 pages into because it's fucking good. It's called The Soulmate. And I couldn't tell you who the author is.
I've actually heard that.
But holy shit.
It's good.
I'm 75 pages in, and I almost didn't go to
ladies, bed. Ladies.
That's my rapid fire.
You've got to get into the fantasy.
I've done it. ACOTAR.
You did?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
Didn't even finish the series.
Oh my God, we're not friends. Mm. I just finished the whole Thrones of Glass series, and mm-hmm. it's like ACOTAR on. By the way, I say ACOTAR.
Mm.
But it's like ACOTAR on steroids, like you wouldn't believe. Like
okay.
Eating.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God!
We keep going. Cinnamon raisin bagels with crunchy peanut butter.
So good!
Yum!
Yum! I really do.
I can't stop.
Cinnamon raisin bagels. Fuck!
I love those even with just butter.
So good.
I had El Cafecito every single morning for 7 days straight, yum. Which is like a little coffee shop in Mexico.
Yes, and it's so good.
And our favorite smoothie is just peanut butter or almond butter, banana, almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yum!
Or no?
With protein or no?
Peanut butter, banana, almond milk, I think. I can't remember. I'm already losing it. But I made, I've already made, two of the smoothies that I was getting all week, and I just, can't
They're
stop.
Not the same, though.
No, mm-hmm. but they're Never still so are. Good.
Yeah.
It's the time of the season, ladies. I am eating a lot of mango.
Oh.
It's ripe.
So good.
Lungs. I love it's like,
do you get it pre-cut?
Or
do
I do.
Okay, yeah, I really hate buying them whole.
And yeah. I could not cut that shit. I don't even know how to cut a fucking onion.
I don't think I've even ever had a mango. In something.
Not even
had
in Mexico?
It.
Bitch, you've had a mango.
Probably in something, but I've never gone and bought a mango.
Oh my God, when it's ripe.
I bought a whole, but man, there are a lot of fuckery to make.
I don't even know what it looks like whole.
Playing.
Simon. One is obsessing.
Oh, on my way over here, I started listening to the Call Her Daddy episode with Simone Biles.
Mm. How was it?
It's really fun because I haven't heard from her in a while, and it's good. It's just about Simone. There's nothing crazy about it.
Do they go deep?
They just started talking about Larry Nassar, okay. So that, and then twisties, and then we'll get to the rest. Mm. But it's not super cut deep.
Mike, he has no.
Ooh.
I saw
album.
That is really cool.
And me and Mason actually are going to his show too.
Concert. Where is that?
Fun.
In Minneapolis. Mm. I think at the Armory.
Nice.
Yeah. The best venue. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. No, in June. Mm.
It's coming soon.
Yeah.
Kinda sorta.
I am listening to, well, one, obviously Taylor Swift's new album, but Deeper Well. Casey Musgraves.
Oh yeah.
Like it's literally phenomenal.
It is.
Like
I forgot that.
You know when everybody's like freaking out about something on social media and you're like, oh my god, shut up. I listened to it and I was like,
I would
tattoo this song there on my forehead.
I like the one that the builder or the architect.
So I'm obsessed with like literally 80% of the songs on that whole album. It's
She's
so good.
Fabulous.
She's in a really good phase in life that I feel like a lot of us, whether we're in our 30s, approaching 30s, like she's in that era.
Mm-hmm.
So it just hits home. Really every single song. So good.
Obsessing. Over.
Obsessing.
Mm-hmm. I have a good one. And so you posted about this. So you know when people are like too cool for social media? Like they post, they don't post about it. My sister.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Zoe.
Me?
Literally.
I'm like, what's happening?
My sister in LA is one of those people. Like she's huge wellness girly. Mm-hmm. She's a Pilates instructor. She teaches like, she's taught Gwyneth Paltrow. Like she's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I had her life, like watch out world.
Yeah.
But I'm in Minneapolis.
Prepare to be sick.
Anyway, so I texted her and I was like, as of like 2 months ago, I was like, I really want to get into breath work. Like I'm meditating. Mm-hmm. I'm deep in prayer, deep in exercise, nutrition. I feel like the next thing is breath work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I can't like shut off enough to do meditation. So I was like, breath work is different and it's more of like an exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Cameron, I need like a really good resource for breath work. And she sent me this app. It's like a live studio in Venice, California, LA. And they do like live classes for whether it's like minimizing anxiety before bed. And it doesn't have to be live. It's like the app Calm, right? Whether
You do live or
you
on
can
demand.
Choose. And I feel like there is something like to be said about when you do it live with people, like
you're
even
more accountable.
You're more accountable. And there is something to be said about like the energy, even though you're remote. Like, I know energy healers that treat people via Zoom and I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. But anyway, so, am I wrong?
Does the Wi-Fi interfere with the energy?
Yeah, 100%. But anyway, so the app is called Open. I'm feeling like I overhyped this, but this app is so cool. And the first time I did it alone, I felt like a ton of like emotion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like trying to swallow it. And then I like did another one because I did it by myself. And you're like actually not supposed to do it by yourself the first time because like things come up. It's like your body keeps score. And I'm like, nurse, don't. But it was so cool. The app is called Open. It's like super aesthetic. It's super cool instructors and coaches. And I just adore it.
It's like the online fitness community, but for breath work.
And like my sister was like, you got to get into breath work. And I literally was like brushing your teeth.
Yeah, you're like
what
off.
Do you mean? What is breath work?
Breath work has saved
my
life.
LA,
when it comes
here they
to anxiety.
Go again. And it's literally life changing.
It does. Yeah. It grounds you so fast. When you're anxious, at least.
Yeah. I just think that we go through so much of our life not breathing. Like, it's like
100% super shallow.
Like my dog. Yeah, and that is not good for your brain, your body,
it's
in
crazy.
General. Especially
no wonder people have headaches. Like, you're not breathing.
It's not good.
No, 100%.
I love that.
So that's what I'm obsessing over.
Wow.
And goodbye, everybody. It was really fun to be here.
And we're closing with that. Okay. that was really good.
Yeah,
does anyone else have anything that they're obsessing
on that
over?
I don't have shit.
I'm obsessing over my 30th birthday, actually.
I'm so glad you made a decision.
I did, and I really want to do a dinner like out on my
cute
yard.
But oh my god, shut up.
Let's do it.
And hire
she says,
like a
let's
chef.
Do it like she's invited.
Well, I mean, whatever. Well, the more the merrier.
By the way, I tried hiring a chef up there.
I found two. I think that's what I want to do. I was like, you know what? I just want to be with my family.
Yeah.
Oh, that's precious.
So I'm obsessing over planning my own birthday.
That's what you gotta do. Who else is gonna plan your birthday?
No. Not the way I want to plan.
Not even
my
husband. Let me tell you that. Don't make that mistake.
This is such a lame thing, but we have a new cabin launching at Nature Link, and I'm actually so obsessed with it.
What is it?
Tell me everything. It used to be the shittiest thing in the world, but it's gonna be a 5-bed, 3-bath, and we're going up on Thursday and Friday to like put all the decor together and decorate and like
so fun.
Yeah, I'm like be there. So excited. We keep getting like photos, and I'm like,
oh my god,
yeah,
that's would be awesome over so summer. That's
yeah,
perfect.
And we're building 12 right now, and it's just like the coolest
and just like final touches
ever.
Of anything. 12
it's like the
more?
Best. Yeah, we're building 12 more right now. We broke ground like 2 weeks ago.
I'm like, yo, I saw marketing services. She's literally building
on
12
the
cabins.
I'm like,
I need breath work.
You need breath work, and
no wonder her capacity,
your capacity
is
overflowing. Sending blessings.
Best of luck.
So obsessing over that. It's so fun.
Oh my god.
People are like so excited about it, and it's really cool.
I gotta go
I'm
look.
Obsessed with that too.
Mm-hmm. Like treating ourselves too.
Oh my god, there's so many questions.
I treated myself.
This you wanted one. To report.
I know these are a lot. I mean, I like literally prepared one.
No, nope. Like let's do it.
I treated myself to a lot in Mexico. A lot of food. We ate out every night. I really like barely drank. I had like 2 glasses of wine one night.
Is that rapid the best? Fire? This.
I was just like yeah. not in the mood.
This is gonna be it's a actually hour kind episode. Of awesome. Yeah. I'm obsessing over no, we're treating. Sure. Or I'm treating.
She's obsessing over this app.
It's I'm called, obsessing over treating myself at the Toxin Tone event.
Thanks.
Yeah. For those listening, Maggie and I want to let them know when together. It is.
I'll be Toxin groupie. Tone, it'll be tomorrow. No. Well, day after I tomorrow.
Sunday.
Sunday the 28th. Espen. It's on Sunday.
You just effed up my whole calendar in my head. I literally was like,
it's 2026.
It's Saturday?
No, it's on Sunday. Correct. This coming Sunday. So fast. If you're listening, sign on up.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up.
If there's space.
I treated myself to a margarita and then I was hungover, so I'm done drinking.
No,
as of 4/21.
So 24. She's sober now.
So now I'm sober.
Where was your margarita
I
from?
Just fucking decided. Grocer's table.
What?
And I was hungover for an entire day.
From one.
And, correct.
Oh my
I
god.
Didn't
was
did
it all you the eat? Sugar?
Yes, and I left work early because I was so fucking sick.
Do you drink water?
Yes. Everything. Huh. I don't know. It was so bad.
That's why.
I was literally like, my life I'm is confused. Ending.
I will say, when I was in Mexico, I tried a tequila water with the mango chili element.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was really good, but I just like wasn't in the mood to drink. So I was like, Joey, you can have this. But I will say, if you're looking for like a really high trading cocktail,
that's the one.
Pretty fire. All right, you guys.
All right.
We Thank are God. Through.
What are you even talking about? I'm just kidding.
We are through the wilderness.
You guys all have notes and I'm scared.
Look, well, we have Courtney here and we're going to let you introduce yourself a little bit, but...
I don't want to.
Basically, Courtney is the woman who does it all.
What?
You launch a new business every month.
True.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I feel like that.
But I do, we will get into all of that and just like how your brain works. But do you want to introduce yourself and Lens Media just in a nutshell?
In a nutshell... Courtney Montero is the name. A lot of people call me Lala. My personal handle is Lala Montero. That literally came from La 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 choir in 7th grade.
Perfect.
Stuck.
Incredible.
Lens Media just came out of nowhere, really. I mean, it started as an event content creation company. Quickly learned I didn't want to work in the wedding industry.
No.
Or only the wedding industry. And I just found like a very innate passion for working with business owners. Like, the entrepreneurial spirit is... unmatched. Mm-hmm. Like I really believe the resilience and grind, and I believe in these people, especially the ones I'm working with. So I found a business owner and I was like, I gotta launch this as an agency. Mm-hmm. And I gotta offer full services. I want to solve problems. I also feel bad for people that don't know how to do it to stay competitive. Mm-hmm. And that was like a really big point of starting my agency, is like, if I'm not managing anything for you, I can hopefully influence or help you or give you resources. Like my mom's company, I was like, Mom, my God, like, wow.
You need some help.
You need help. And it's, I mean, she's a manufacturing software provider.
Yeah.
And this is not in a nutshell. I'm sorry. Fine. But it really just did come from wanting to work with people, solve business problems, and do something that will really fill my cup up, because it didn't for a really long time.
Well, it makes sense because you have the entrepreneurial spirit. So like, yeah, it makes sense when you want to work with people that are like-minded, you know?
Yeah, I it's so weird when you say that, because I still don't even consider myself an entrepreneur, which I know
Welcome
I am.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all entrepreneurs. I'm like, Subway, check.
My gym, check.
Get the fuck out here. Where you get your
ball Tone and talk,
check.
Big check. But it's true. You are who you hang around. Like, you're a product, you're a byproduct of the 5 people you're around the most. And I think that it's contagious.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have really, really fucking good ideas. 99% of people have really good ideas. It's 1% that acts on it and just goes and does it. So
Zoe's husband has a book about it.
Shut up.
The world needs your fucking ideas.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I am mind blown.
You would love Ben. She would just shoot the shit with Ben.
Oh my gosh,
these two would just like rip tequila for like 6 hours. I feel like
guilty as charged.
Okay, I want to rewind on Lens, because I want to know like what prompted you to start Lens initially, when it wasn't a full on media company, and when it was more so like the wedding content, because you were working full time, which we'll get into that a little bit too. But what made you like start creating in the first place?
I love to create content, period. Like, even now as the CEO, operator, fucking madness behind Lens Media. Like, my passion is to create content. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it's finding the good lighting, whether it's finding mm-hmm. someone's good angle, like the littlest things, I'm passionate about it. And that came from my vlog. Like, hello, vlog, my 200 viewers out
there.
When
did you start that?
It was right after I got married, so it would be just about 2 years ago.
Okay.
But my passion is to create content, like find beauty and everything. But, and I love weddings. I just think the any vendor out there that works weddings yeah. knows, like, the exertion of energy and
it's a fucking different.
The emotion. Like, yeah. I'm just, like, not interested in how taxing it is. Like, mm-hmm. When I work a wedding, I'm, like, out for the count for 2 full days. Mm-hmm. Like, I am exhausted.
Yeah.
And it's not really sustainable with the life I want to, like, I want to be a mom, like, I want all this stuff, and it just isn't for me because I was working full time too. So,
well, and weddings are, it makes sense that you started in weddings because Definitely. They are beautiful mm-hmm. and, like, you can capture someone mm-hmm. looking their best, feeling yeah. their best. Yep. All the little details are yeah. all perfect,
and it's like a major milestone, like, yeah. it's like a key milestone in people's lives.
And you spend so much money on a wedding, you yeah. might as well have a content creator there. Like, yeah. I mm-hmm. wish I tried to find a quote unquote content creator yeah. for my wedding 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what it was called. I didn't even know the term, content creator.
I really
creator.
Feel like even 2 years ago it was not.
It wasn't. Yeah, I must think it was.
Last year.
I am telling you guys, when I launched Lens with Pourvu, like, as the event content yeah. creation company, there was, like, 6 other people on TikTok doing what I was doing.
That's nuts.
And I was scared. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, wait. I don't yeah, want
like,
every
is
weekend.
Terrible or fantastic?
Well, yeah.
I was like, I gotta be at my cabin. So.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, the season that you want to be, like, doing off, all the things.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
I want to be at the lake.
1,000,000%. And that was the other thing. Like, I definitely didn't want to, like, sign my life away.
Right. And it's, like, only on weekends, really.
Really, so it was. Like, and I kept trying to push. I was like, you guys, event content creation could be for businesses, too. But people didn't get it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the coastal towns people understood, but we're in the Midwest. Things take mm-hmm. a little bit longer yeah. to get here, and do not take that the wrong way. I fucking love the Midwest.
It's literal. Yeah. It's just how it is.
Yeah. It's just how it goes. I mean, people still don't understand one of the, like, facets of services I offer under Lens Media, because it just hasn't gotten here yet, but it will.
Yeah, it will.
You'll not worry about it.
Well, it is here.
Busy as it is.
Because you offer it.
Well, it's busy as it is, so, girlfriend.
So, that's all you need.
I rest my case.
So, you got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that and how it changed your life and how it caused 100%. All this to start, I guess?
I think, you guys, when I launched Lens as an event content creation company, I got laid off 2 weeks later.
The Spooky. Good Lord was like,
I think it was
hi.
Like, I think it, he was. He's like, buckle up. This. And I got laid off because we got acquired, so it was very amicable. I got a great, great severance. I was in the corporate marketing world. I got laid off because we got acquired, and it was super amicable. I had a great severance package. Like, there was no bad blood, which I think made it all a lot easier getting laid off and let go. Like, our whole, basically, company got acquired, and it was, like, a beautiful thing. That was the goal when starting with the job.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really scary. Like, getting laid off and let go, especially when you've only worked corporate, is terrifying. Like, I was like, what am I gonna do about my health care? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see any other path other than corporate. Like, corporate ladder, that's what my mom did. I've always wanted to follow in her in her footsteps, in that path. I knew really early on it wasn't for me. Yeah. Let me tell you that much. Like, sitting at a desk from 9 to 5 was
brutal.
Girl. I don't have a lot of words. I know I have so many friends that do it, and it's just really not for me. It was so unfulfilling. My ass hurt. My job, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm not saving lives. Like, I'm not doing what I'm passionate about. So getting laid off was actually, like, the biggest blessing that ever has happened to me, because it pushed me to, like, really try this full time and meet new people and say yes more. And I think that all of that has led into what Lens Media is today.
Well, just like, when your back's against the wall, there's only one option, and it's
forward.
Figure it out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
So we were actually on vacation, and I was like, I just got laid off. And my husband was like, how are you doing? And I was like, I think I'm okay. But I'm a little shocked. But then I found out my severance, and I was like, woo!
I'm fine.
It was right before summer.
You're like, let's go get a drink.
I was like, bye-bye. Like, this is, I just launched this business. I've got a wedding booked. I've got it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
She did not have it all figured out. Let me tell you.
No one really ever does.
Yeah. I feel like that's, like, an entrepreneurial thing.
100%.
Everyone's like, oh, they have it all figured out. I'm like, if you only knew.
I'm like, oh my God. No idea what the fuck's going on 24/7. Yeah.
Everyone's like, you're doing so much. You're everywhere. And I'm literally like, I'm a fucking chicken with my head cut off.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere and anywhere in between. So that's me.
I literally know like no part of this story. So like you get, it's just like I can't even ask questions because I'm like I'm learning all the things that's happening.
Oh God.
But like, okay, so you got laid off, obviously, and then you have a wedding booked, but were you like immediately like I'm gonna do this full time, or did you start like searching for other jobs?
I never searched for another job.
Okay,
you said.
I literally was like, I can book up weddings. I mean, when you work in the industry, you make good money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I had no inclination that I would turn it into anything more than weddings at that moment. It took some time. But I kind of was like, I've worked there for 8 years, almost 9 years.
Wow.
And I got, I was blessed with a big severance package. I was blessed that it was amicable. Like, there was no bad ties or whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that made it, like, very, like, a runway, right? Like, it was, like, I'm free to be me. And it's summer. We've got our cabin. You know, I've got nephews and niece at the time. And it was just, it was a huge blessing.
Yeah.
And I think, I want to say that lightly because I know so many people get laid off. And it's not this scenario.
Right. For sure.
At all. And I resonate big with being scared. Like, I was like, I can't do this without a corporate job. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really scary.
Well, to build something from zero with no other income, I mean, all four of us know that feeling. Mm-hmm. It's not, no matter what it looks like from the outside looking in, it's terrifying.
Terrifying.
Mm-hmm. There's so much that happens behind the scenes.
You go
of, like,
to bed at night and you're like, what the fuck? I should just go get a job. Oh, like, what the fuck am I 100%, doing?
100%. But I mean, there were times where I was like, I think I need to apply for a job.
Yeah.
And I was like, sign my life away. And by the way, I never would quit. I'm too afraid to disappoint anybody. Like, no fucking way. Like, I would have worked there until I was 90 years old. Like I've just been mediocrely satisfied my whole life.
Oh my God.
But it was good pay, you know, good benefits, like a great life for if you're a parent. Like, those things really tempt you.
Yeah.
They really do.
Let me tell you.
They know what they're doing.
I was working a lot less back then than I am now.
Right.
And I was making more money.
Someone else's problem.
Period.
Did you work a full season of weddings and then you were like, fuck this? Or was it like, okay.
I think, by the way, every single couple, bride, groom, parent I've worked with has been phenomenal. Like,
100%. It's
but I know, like, I've had only good experiences. I know there will be a bad one if I continue, if I continued on that path. Like, I was like, I'm going to meet a bridezilla or a mother of the bride that I can't fucking stand. Like, and I'm a heart on my sleeve gal. You know, like, I'm just like, but I knew that that would happen. And I just to avoid that, I just kind of pivoted. I just was kind of like, I didn't like who I was after I worked a wedding either. Like, I was so tired.
The lifestyle, I've never understood how anyone, like a photographer, anyone.
It's wild.
Does it?
The grind. I think that's why so many wedding photographers turn into family photographers.
Yeah. They have to.
Eventually brand photographers. Because it is exhausting. And I mean, there's not a person out there that would wants to sign every weekend of their life away.
No. That's, you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
Okay, so then you pivoted Lens to becoming a full media agency, and I feel like that's when you and I met, was like the next, like, the stars was that aligned day. But can you walk us through how that kind of looked in terms of, obviously the lifestyle wasn't aligning, but how did you think, like, okay, I'm gonna turn this into an agency? And then, like, I feel like you had so much behind the scenes of building that agency of like what that whole process looked like.
So gonna get a little deep here, but this is my truth and this is what the nature of the story is. When many of you know that I'm on the trying to conceive journey, like, we're trying to have a baby, probably going a little over a year and a half now, and in March of last year I lost my nephew, and he was two and a half, and I birthed Lens. The name Lens comes from having a new lens on life from my nephew.
I love
from
that.
Losing my nephew. And we're February of just whatever, 4 or 5 months ago. I'm like, what is math? Don't know it. Don't want to know her. I was so unfulfilled. Like, it was rock bottom. It was like white flag. I don't know where to go forward in becoming a mom. I don't know where to go forward with my health. I don't know where to go forward with signing my life away to work more weddings. In this, I had this innate want in me that I wanted to work with more business owners, but I was terrified. I'm not good enough. Like, huge imposter syndrome. What I'm offering isn't strong enough. Other people are doing it better than me. not Minnesota, but I mean, just in general, yeah. right? We're following all the peoples mm-hmm. and all the coastals.
Yeah.
And
I had everything. A meltdown to these two the other day.
I mean, yeah, in your field, 100%. I mean, yeah. it's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've literally fucking opened a business with treadmills, and I'm literally like, yo, I got my iPhone.
No, get out of here.
It's me, you know, but I hit rock bottom, and that was where the true pivot came from. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, I am so unfulfilled. And I had to find a big positive in that huge negative, like mm-hmm. the lowest I've ever been. Because when you want something so bad and you can't have it, it's like, you well, gotta no. distract yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta just go after something else. And mm-hmm. That's what I did. That's literally what I did. Like the next day, I was like, all right, changing into Lens Media, put like 6 weeks on the back end of work in, right? Taxes,
mm-hmm.
copywriting, service offerings, all that stuff. And I literally had like the most nonchalant launch ever. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, yo, I guess I'm offering social media services now.
Yo.
Not really taking any more weddings. And since then, it has been literally like
flow.
Like I can't explain to you how fast paced it's moved. Like I remember literally crying on my computer about not being able to figure out my Google domain.
Same. I remember.
And
that.
I'm like,
that shit's so fucking hard.
She's 13 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, that girl back yeah. then, mm-hmm. 4 months ago, is 13 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I've learned so much since then.
It's crazy.
And you can all attest to this. Every single day as a business owner, you learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
mm-hmm.
like, if it's not going to be me, no one's going to do it.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. yep. I'm working on vacations.
Falls on my back.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you're paying for someone else, too, or when you're offering services, or literally in your field, it's like, I'm fucking liable. Yeah. And I better shit. Show up. Yeah. And I yeah. better do this right, because it's my name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, ready for the challenge, but I definitely was so, so, so scared. Like, I cannot emphasize that enough.
When in that moment did we meet?
We met literally, Aspen, the day I launched as a Lens, as Lens Media. Perfect. You posted that you needed a content creator.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally was like,
I forgot even posted
hey,
that.
Look at my Instagram. I've got one follower.
You were like, hey. And I was like, you're hired.
She was. She literally did that.
I was like, we met at coffee.
We met at grocers. Don't get me started on them. I'm there literally 6 times a week. And they take all my money.
I was just going to say, they $40 take all my money, a trip.
Mm-hmm. A salad, literally. But we met and it was like,
Done.
Yeah. And you, I've said this to so many people, but you've given me so much opportunity by trusting me with that. And literally forever in debt.
Yeah, but also that. Like you create without.
I was gonna say, Aspen raves about you literally every time.
Everyone I talk to, I'm like, have you met Courtney?
This is what happens when people come up at me. I'm like, ah.
Literally every time I'm with her, she's like, she saves me. It's she's like, she just gets it.
It's exactly what I needed. I just needed the effort to be taken off of my brain, and then
I think that's
she walked into my life, and I'm like,
I think that's like the biggest like hurdle that so many entrepreneurs come up with is like. We have the vision. We, like, want to work. We want to do these things. But, like, the details of, like, taking the time to create the content and knowing it. I'm like, just fucking get it and do it. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. And it's so hard because you're like, I'm working on financing this and getting this and doing this and scaling. Doing that. And, like, scaling and growing and thinking about the next location. Like, I don't have time to think about the caption
but
for this
post.
But
I have a very specific vision.
But yes, you do. And hey, we have the same
vision. You know? Yeah. So it's like, then I'll just fucking do it.
And when companies and people can get that, it's like, lights out. Like, well, it's just,
I think that's delegation in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think if you do not delegate, you will not scale, period.
Yeah.
Like, you will not scale in any capacity.
Yeah.
If you can't delegate accounting, first thing, I'm delegating when I can, by the way. But if you can't delegate marketing, if you can't delegate sales, if you can't delegate any of these things, you do have a limit in the capacity.
For and sure.
By the way, somewhere along the line, your services, your offerings, whatever it might be, they will suffer if you're not delegating.
Yeah, 100%. We have a saying in the house that's delegate and elevate.
Yes. Amen, sister.
You got tattooing it on my forehead.
And it's beautiful when you find someone that can do it better than you.
I was saying,
if you're talking about me, I'm blushing.
Truly. But it's like, I feel like as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you find people and you're like, well, it's good enough. You know, like at least whatever. I can teach them how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find someone that you can just be like, yep,
you get it,
you do that, and they just get it, it makes your life so much fucking easier. So
Aspen was your first, was she your first biz client, or did you have business clients before that?
She was my first business
that's
client.
So fun. So
well, I mean, like, she literally booked me the day I launched.
That's incredible.
Like, you're in.
You're signed.
You're well, on.
How did you find other businesses to, like, was it all word of mouth? Were you, like, cold calling people?
Yeah, I feel like you're a networking genius.
To,
no?
Like a horse, no way. But the first, well, yes. I mean, I'm not afraid to talk to people. But the first 2 weeks, I was literally knocking on doors.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Insane.
Didn't get any success from that. But.
You got to do it, though.
Yoga. You know what it is when you own a business? You have to be willing to put in the nitty-gritty. Yeah. You have to.
And just do what it takes.
And mm-hmm. it's like, and get creative. It doesn't need to be perfect. Just do it. Yeah. And I literally was like, hey,
I just
made this piece. Like, if you're interested, people are like, what is a content creator? I'm like,
check it out.
Talk to you in 6 months.
Google it. Talk to your daughter.
I mean, she'll know. But Aspen really, I mean, Rev in general, it gave me a platform to showcase, like,
what you
my skill set.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, this is like, I do not want to toot my own horn, but I didn't know I had that in me either. That's why you're
here. Well, yeah.
It's so uncomfortable. Put me in a position where you want good content, and I promise I will execute on it. Like, 100%. And I think when you're putting effort and money into an event, or in like a wedding, or into a grand opening, or into an influencer event, it's worth having the extra set of hands there. And like,
100%.
It just is. And it's just the way our media is nowadays. You know, it's quick, it's short form content, it's attractive to the eye, lighting's got to be perfect. But let me tell you, this literally came from the vlog. Like, Taylor was like, how did you do this? And I was like, yeah, remember the vlog you chirped all my life?
That's
go
how
kiss her bitch. Ass now, honey.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And like, he does. Now he's like, are you going to vlog this trip? Like, he's like pumped. And I'm like, Where were you 2 years ago?
Right. When I was nobody.
When I was literally no, I had 12 subscribers, and I was like, woo! Like, I was literally the happiest person in the world.
Like, 12 of you care what I'm doing.
Okay, how do you,
speaking of delegating and just like your business, because you have the lens, like you have the eye for it, you have, how do you start building a team? How do you start figuring out what you can pass off when so much of your job and your company is your brain and your eyes?
It's hard. Kieran came along really early on. Kieran, I know you're listening and I fucking love you. You gotta find someone that aligns with the passion. Like, that's like the
that
only
you can trust too.
Trust. Biggest thing. Like, I'm interviewing and I'm hiring for another role, and I have people that I know that are applying that I love, and I'm like, the value that I of trust that I just know you're a good person. I mean, that's just like a cherry on top of a great interview.
For sure.
But I think the most important thing is like aligning with your passion and aligning with the things that you want your business to embody. So for me, I want to absolutely deliver the best marketing services for social media in the Twin Cities. Like, period. Facts. That's my goal. I want my clients to be happy and wanting more. Everything else will come. Like, I always say, take care of your employees, right? They'll take care of your customers, your clients. And I know, like, Kieran, for instance, she was literally like, there is such a need for this in our state, in our city. Like, this is a great idea. I trust you. I want to do this. And it was like,
done.
Hired. Yeah. She wants to help business owners.
Yeah.
And it's a busy business owner. Like, all of you are.
Yeah.
It just makes such a difference. And I think too, the willingness to work, like, you got to be able to bend. We're working with entrepreneurs, we're not working with big corporations. Like, you know, it's not a 9-to-5 thing. I'm working more than I ever have in my entire life, and it's on weekends, but I'm happier than I've ever fucking been.
How many services do you offer?
I would say 3 main packages we offer when it's management situations. But I'm starting to do a lot of like one-offs with event content creation, which is my bread and butter. Like, brands that are looking for behind the scenes for photo, we're learning as we go.
I was gonna say, and even like what people need, you can probably be like, we can figure out a package for that.
Well, every client's different. So different. And I literally was like, we're only communicating through Slack and no email after 5 p.m. And like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm literally like, my clients are my personality. I love you. What do you need? Like, that's just kind of who you are and who you become.
I text you and I'm like, don't respond to me.
And
we're
like,
also friends now, so it's kind of hard.
But like, everything you talk about excites me. You know, it's like, I want to respond. I want to listen to your 3-hour voice memo because it's exciting to me.
Yeah, it's like a podcast.
It's literally like a little personal podcast, like, for ideas.
A voice memo from Aspen.
She has like the best ideas, and I'm like, you give me all this credit, and I think you give me ideas, and I just give a tiny little twist on it on myself, and then boom, there it is.
Boom.
Rev.
Okay, so you went from employee to CEO.
Yeah,
how's
I guess.
That like transition has. Do you think your career like set you up for that? I feel like we always talk from a CEO, entrepreneur, business owner perspective. Uh-huh. And we were all employees at one point too, mm-hmm. but it just feels like it's been freaking eons ago. What's that transition been like for you? Does it feel natural or has it been kind of rocky or is it like, this is where I'm supposed to be?
This is definitely where I'm supposed to be. No question. Do I like working from someone else? A lot of times actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it was nice to not be in charge sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to be like, I can put work away.
Yeah.
You know, like I can say 5 p.m., I'm done. Usually like 3:30, but I could be like fair. Laptop closed. I'm done. Like your I'm not worried off. About where I'm getting, who I'm getting paid from.
Yep.
It's all just handled.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that part was nice. And that's that corporate blanket, right? That we all probably have been a part of in some capacity. And when you shift to being like the owner, the founder, the CEO, I hate to call myself a CEO, but I am by law. You can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But
Google it, bitch.
I had to get an EIN and I had to say I was a CIO. Here I am
CIO.
Now.
CIO.
Big IT gal. The transition felt natural. Like it felt really good to get out of like having a manager and a team and only giving, you know, 15% of a project. That was huge. Like I love being a team player, but what we're executing on at Lens is like literally my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And, my values mm-hmm. and that feels really cool mm-hmm. and really really good and super fulfilling. So I think the transition was natural, scary. There's definitely like it's not all pros. It's not. Yeah.
Oh god, no.
As
no.
much as people are like, I'm my own fucking boss. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Who's paying you?
What's I'm in Miami.
Just yeah. got a dollar. Oh my god. Pay myself.
Like,
yeah.
Freaking out. Text like emailing people back.
Yeah.
Literally at Fontainebleau pool party. I'm literally like, hold on one second. I can't answer the phone.
BRB.
Yeah. Literally. But anyway, no, the transition was natural and it was time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was time. Yeah. I have an entrepreneurial spirit that I'm learning about and I think it would have come to fruition at some time. Yeah. I know I say I would never have quit, but like I was really unfulfilled in my own old role.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And you were already doing things.
Yeah. Like the vlog. I was like, that's going to be my creative outlet till I'm 90. I'll just work in the software industry forever.
And just vlog. Okay, what's one thing that you want every business owner to know?
This is such a big question.
I know.
Yeah. I think, what's your impact?
Love.
What's your impact? I also would say, truthfully, like, is what you're doing helping people?
Yep.
Period. Like, I am a really big believer in people who do have finances and people who do are in a place to help people. Like, are you making money just so you can mm-hmm. buy that house in Florida? Like, I will be doing that too one day, hopefully. I'm like, somebody will sign up for Lens. I'll be like, but help people in the process. You know, I think that is the most important thing to me. So what's your impact? Like, what are you delivering? Is it valuable? Is it something that other people are doing? Are you doing it better than them? And
is it making their life easier? Is it making their life better? Is it making their life happier?
Something? 100%. Like, Megan, I feel like even with people, like, I have such bad migraines and Botox, whatever it might be, like Masseter, mm-hmm. like the TMJ. Like, my life is so much better when I get help with it. Mm-hmm. And, like, that is impact. Mm-hmm. That is value-driven.
You're like, thank God for that.
And you're a nurse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's fucking amazing. Like, I literally said this off the mic, but I have to say it now. I have the biggest and utmost respect for nurses. I have a nephew that had a heart born with a fatal heart condition. We spent a lot of time with nurses. He's mm-hmm. had 7 open heart surgeries. He's 5.
Oh my gosh.
Those nurses are like a part of our family. Mm-hmm. And they are who saved his life. Like, those nurses. So I thank you. Like, you deliver impact and you deliver value and you are helping people.
And Subway is a scam.
I fucking cannot.
The soy chicken breast that I love so much.
What is on my notes tab ever again?
I can't. Okay, so.
Anyway.
At the beginning of this, you said you, like, don't really network, but I feel like most of your clients, well, a lot of them have come because, like you were saying, your, like, employees are, like, delivered to your clients, make your clients happy.
Mm-hmm.
Your clients become your marketers at the end of the day. Like, if your clients are happy, your marketing is a lot easier.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a lot of how you've grown. It's like, mm-hmm. you just make people really happy because you're really fucking good at what you do. And that helps you grow. But I've also seen you at every event, every thing. Like, you put yourself out there also a lot. You're also not afraid to be like,
Like, even at Rev stuff, you meet a business owner and you're like, oh my gosh, I do content creation, or I mm-hmm. do, you know, mm-hmm. I have a media agency. Like, you're not always trying to win them over, but you're constantly ready
there's
to put yourself out there.
There's two things to this point. There's two things I want to say about that. One, like, you literally have one life. Like, the worst thing that someone's going to say to you is, no, I'm not interested.
Or, like, LOL, cool. Why do you do
and
that?
And two, I'm not here to waste time. Yeah. Right. Like, I am a huge believer in skeletons out. Like, I'm like, yo, my mm-hmm. period sucks this week. And yeah, some people are like,
I have a conflict.
Hey, TMI.
TMI, a period.
And I'm like, oh, my God, we're synced up. We're buddies. Like, I am just so hard on my sleeve. And I'm really passionate about what I do because I'm helping people. Like, that... with social media, but I mean it is generating revenue for companies.
Totally. And,
oh my god,
it is the revenue.
Yeah, yeah, like that's our number one source at NatureLink, so couldn't live without it.
100%. I mean, it's a real thing.
It's the world we live in.
There was one other thing I wanted to say about I said this in 2024. It was in 2023 and I was vlogging by myself.
Okay.
And I said, I am gonna say yes to like everything and not be afraid to go places alone. And I think when you go to an event or you mm-hmm. go to a workout class and you go with a friend, you box yourself off from meeting
other
people.
We've talked about this on the podcast. Mm-hmm.
But this is true.
It's
this
wild.
Is very true. Like mm-hmm. when I walked into that collective event and that was the night I met you, mm-hmm. I was literally terrified. I was like,
what am I
everyone
doing?
Is going here with a friend. Mm-hmm. I walked in and didn't talk to anybody. Thank God I knew people from my hometown. But I mean, I was just like, hey, like mm-hmm. the weird girl in the corner, like vlogging. I want to meet you. Vlogging, getting my eyebrows waxed. The only one.
Yep, I did say
but
that.
It was free.
I wait, like, excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, I literally in like a gown laid on a table mm-hmm. and got my eyebrows waxed.
Incredible.
But going places alone, it's so powerful. Like it's so powerful.
And it's so scary.
It's so scary. But I encourage people, like if you're in a place where you want to network or meet mm-hmm. new people,
just go alone.
Find an event. Find Lion King is happening at the Orpheum right now. Go alone. See what happens.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself.
And then say hi to people.
And get
you can't go by yourself and sit in the corner.
And like, it was the worst.
100%. Yeah. Get comfortable and uncomfortable. Like, that's like the biggest thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, no change is happening if you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Okay, let's talk about branding.
I'm like, is anybody... Can I ask you guys a question?
That's not how podcasting works.
Oh, sorry. Start your own podcast.
Let's talk about branding and social media and just, like, business building in general because I feel like you have... tips that you can give people just like quick nothing crazy
mm-hmm.
but what would be like your number one tip on social media right now for anyone that's looking to grow any sort of account? Maybe they just started their business account, maybe their personal account, they're like, fuck it, let's become an influencer, let's do whatever.
I would say first, spend money on a good brand, like on a good graphic design. I just think when you're talking about branding, and this is like not actually easy advice to take because graphic design is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, oh my God, I'm in the wrong fucking field. Yeah, let me tell you. Like, shit. I should have just played with my iPad and been a graphic designer.
It is actually insane.
They are so talented.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking how talented they are. Like, they are so incredibly talented, but they make so much money.
Yeah.
And I think when you double down on a solid brand and you can afford it, like, if you can upfront the cost mm-hmm. of that, you will be so glad you did because mm-hmm. I didn't with Lens and mm-hmm. I'm kicking myself.
Yeah.
I launched that media club. We went balls to the walls with a graphic designer. That launch is going to be 10 times what it Lens was because people are going to look at it like it's an established thing. People are going to look at it like it's a living, breathing brand instead of a color and a cool font on Canva.
On Canva,
that anybody can do. Mm-hmm. So that's like kind of... people probably could anticipate that answer, but I really believe in solid branding. Like, I am a brand slut. I'm like a fly to the light when there's good branding. If there's a good product, if there's a good new branding product, I'm gonna try it.
Like, no, do I 100%. Even like Poppy? I don't know, but I do love carrying that can around. Damn
I
it.
I love a pink can.
Right.
I cannot.
Oh my God. Don't edit that.
What is your secret sauce to helping brands establish themselves on social media?
They're
just like following through with their vision. I mean, I feel like we've been around a lot of content creators and a lot of people mm-hmm. create content and have seen mm-hmm. a lot of social media creators mm-hmm. and management companies. But like, I think the way you execute is something amazing. Incredible.
Well, you're so sweet. I think you have to really understand who you're working for. Put them in your shoes. Like Aspen, for instance, with Rev, I literally wanted that gym in YZ. I didn't know what it was. I mean, I told Barry's. I was like, you guys need to open something in YZ because
there ain't
hello.
Shit.
I was like, there's nothing. And I put my feet in Aspen's shoes and I'm like, What does she need? What does she want? I know the clientele she's going after. I know her revenue goals. We're going to execute on this vision and we're going to make it as sexy as possible mm-hmm. while also being approachable. I think that's like a really big part mm-hmm. and twist in my attitude on content creation is it needs to be approachable. Mm-hmm. I like a shake here and there. Mm-hmm. I like sometimes when things are really goofy and I like when things aren't always perfectly aesthetic because it's approachable. Mm-hmm. It's not like...
And real people.
And real people. Guys, every single follower that's following your account has a real face, a mm-hmm. real heart, real emotions. How are you going to connect to those faces, those hearts, you know, those mm-hmm. whatever it might be? And you get one chance. Mm-hmm. So let's knock their socks off. Let's be real people behind mm-hmm. the brand and behind the business. Let's, by the way, be open about mm-hmm. your goal and mm-hmm. open about your pitfalls. Like, hey, we really want to fill up the Toxin Tone event. Mm-hmm. You know, come.
Yeah.
Please. We yeah. want it to be full. Or we really want to fill up the influencer class. Like, whatever it is. I'm all about transparency. Like, there's no time to be wasted. Like, it's, we're not trying to be the best Pilates studio in the world. Like, at Rev, we're trying to solve a need in this Western suburb mm-hmm. neighborhood.
Like, and make can we it say fun. Where
why is that?
While up? We're doing it.
And by the way, give people an exciting place to make their life better.
Right. Right. Place they actually
hello,
want to go.
I can subscribe place. To that.
Yeah.
I can subscribe that. To that all day.
Well, I feel like a lot of your secret sauce is just putting that, like you say, like pulse behind the mm-hmm. content. Like mm-hmm. it, when you watch your content, whatever you've produced, it's there's like life to it. It's not just like a pretty face or mm-hmm. a pretty mm-hmm. toe
curated thing.
On the reformer.
It's and like there's I say something that. Behind and it. Like when I was pitching to like brides, I was like, the photographer will be the face of yeah. your wedding. Like you need a photographer. I'm going to capture like grandma crying
yeah.
and I'm going to capture you sucking down an oyster
the and
I'm
going to and the you know, funny
the pulse the, is the really pulse. What I do yeah. say. So yeah, that's like just I want it to be
not everybody has that talent also. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why what makes you so good is because well, there are you. So many content creators like mm-hmm. Megan was saying that just capture the content. So if mm-hmm. you're trying to be a better content creator, find the pulse, find the emotion and obviously not everybody has that talent, but you can at least reach for it a little bit.
I do have to navigate with some business owners that like they don't have the exact vision I do, and 9 out of 10 times I'm gonna sit down and really try and understand why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? 9 out of 10 times they have a really fucking good reason why yeah. they have that vision. So I'm gonna try and execute on it, and mm-hmm. I'm gonna still try and give my twist. But guess what? I am working for someone. I'm executing on their brand, their business, their building, whatever it might be, and I am bold and brave and strong, and I'm not afraid to do what I do, mm-hmm. but I also need to execute on like guidelines for what mm-hmm. they're looking for.
Yeah,
so totally. It's like a marriage.
Meet in the middle.
For yeah, sure. You do. Yeah. You meet in the middle, and
it's not
going to
be
rare.
That marriage with everyone.
No, it's not.
And you
I mean, I've turned
have
business
the power
away.
To say, sorry, no.
I've turned business away. So,
yeah.
Big business that I'm like, we don't align.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have that creative
don't
freedom.
Be bent. I don't want to be like a slave for yeah. you 100%. And trying to create something that I don't feel
good about. With.
Yeah, good
for
about.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And they wanted the perfect curated
yeah.
beige, you know, every aesthetic. And I'm like, that is a phase.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how, like, we're going to look back on Rev's content in 20 years and oh. be like, F yeah. yeah. Like, that was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, like, look what we did back then. Not just like,
that was
the trending audio.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry. Long-winded.
Okay, in closing, we want to know where you see yourself time. And Lens heading. Just like, oh where God. Are you going to go? Do you want to be
cast
huge?
Your
do you want to be
well,
all
tomorrow.
Miami.
Miami.
Do you have big goals, big aspirations for the rest of the year?
Huge.
20 years from now?
Huge. I want like a full-blown team.
Love.
I'm really in the mode of scaling because what we are offering, not a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And to a level of client satisfaction, not a lot of people are. Like, yeah. there's a mm-hmm. lot of turnover in my industry. I'm not really after people that are just looking for an aesthetic flair. Like, I'm mm-hmm. after people that, like, are really diving into strategy. And I just feel like that is hard to come across. And I want to scale it. I want to train people. I want to have content workshops where I'm...
So smart.
It's like the last thing on my to-do list right now, but I would love to just be like capturing content and the head of sales for Lens, and like Karen fun. Can be the face
mm-hmm.
and I can be like the little engine behind the scenes, and I'm giving all these probably girls the opportunity to just soar.
Yeah. I love that.
That would be amazing. Like, and giving them opportunity to tap into something that fills their cup up And guess what? Maybe helping a friend along the way if they're making good money, or mm-hmm. maybe donating to their favorite charity or their local food shelter, like whatever it might be. Like, that is what I would love to do, is like make an impact. Give people the tools, like the tools, what is it, toolkit to succeed, and just help people,
yeah.
help business owners, and transform kind of the taboo stuff around social media. It's a scary place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's intimidating.
It's scary.
Why do you think I just avoid it personally?
Yeah. I'm like,
so he's like,
peace. No, it's scary.
See you next year.
Like, yeah. I literally am terrified of people that don't have boundaries with it. And when you start a business, a social media agency, you do not have
you
boundaries.
You can't really. I mean.
But I'm getting there.
But you'll build them.
You will.
Yeah, you'll build them. And when I delegate, there are things. Like, I'm going to delegate someone to do our internal social media, which will be the best day of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Amazing. Go change the world. Everyone's now obsessed with you after listening to this podcast, and they're going to find you everywhere.
No. Tell us. Lies.
We need all
where
of the
vlogging?
Handles.
Where are you posting? Give us all 70
where's
handles.
Where's Midwest Magique?
All
if you
of
want,
it.
If you want a tutorial 101 on how to build a brand, follow Midwest Magique. Because
oh my
it's
God.
Just like,
stop.
From the start, you're like, oh, this is, okay.
You like click, tagged it one day and I was like, what
Aspen's
the fuck is happening? And then I was
it.
On a rabbit hole and I was like, what is
it's
this?
It's just
and
so then, fun to look yeah. at. And yep. that's what you want.
Well, you know what? That is because I'm super fucking passionate about where we live.
Yeah.
Like, we've had the opportunity to move. We love London. Like, mm-hmm. that's the number one place Taylor and I have always said, like, if we were to move, we'd move there.
Mm-hmm.
Never Florida. Like, we love Florida, but not full time.
It's the armpit of America.
Yeah. But I love it there. We're not gonna get it twisted. But I love it here, and I'm so sick of being ashamed mm-hmm. of the Midwest. Do you know what I mean?
Or just like, oh, I live in Minnesota.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Come
jealous?
On the boat.
You're jealous?
And
the
let
boat.
Me know what you think after
come
that.
Come on the boat,
I'll bring
bitches.
A charcuterie. I'll bring a spritz, girl, and yeah. a little Yeti cup. Like, you're going to be chilling. Mm-hmm. You're going to be chilling.
And we're going to wear our camo.
And I'm really passionate about that.
Yeah.
And well, I know people are leaning into, like, the coastal and all that stuff. And I'm like,
fuck
no,
it.
No. I am a lake girl. Before or whatever.
Through. Yeah.
Through
I didn't even
through.
Get in the ocean when I was in Mexico for a whole week.
Remember when I asked what your handle was and we're talking about being
yeah,
lake
well,
girls?
So
that's my magique.
No, I've got 900 handles.
Know,
I've got a
incredible.
Vlog, Lala Montero. I'm Lala with 3 A's Montero on Instagram. And Lens Media. It's _ Lens Media. That media club has been live for like 2 days, which is wild. It's a podcast. It's an insider community.
Oh, let's go.
It's it is literally served to help business owners who aren't up for social media management. It's mm-hmm. like noteworthy dates. It's content calendar ideas, campaign ideas, so many things. So check that out. I would love if you guys checked that out. But yeah, those are like the three big things.
Is that on Lens Media's handle?
Yes. So the Instagram for that media club is actually private because it's for members only.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be all on Lens Media.
That's
like
fun.
Lens Media is the mothership.
She is the mothership.
She's the mothership.
So hop on it because she's going to the fucking moon.
This has been
she's just getting us
so
to tomorrow.
I cannot.
This has been so fun.
This has been
this
fun.
Was so fun.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure you'll be back. People are going
to
love you.
We got
I
ladies in matching socks, ladies in matching mismatched
yeah.
sweatsuits. I missed the memo on all of it, but it's fine.
But you know
it's huge. I missed a trend, so what's new?
The capacity is
shocker.
And that's
that
a wrap.
I'm like,
we
less trending?
See you guys later.
Next week.
Thank you, Courtney.
Okay,
we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Goodbye.